up. I feel that something's up. Oh, kind of know it is. Let it rain, oh God, it's the time of rain. Because the rain is the time.
Kyle, glad to be with you. Friday night again, a week has just zipped by, and summer is just zipping by, it seems like. Wow, what a busy summer, and what a quick one. Seems like time has just flown by on us, and wow, it's kind of cool here today. I don't know about where you live. I hear it's pretty hot in the south right now, but kind of cooled off yesterday and stayed cool today all day. But anyway, we just have a sign of things to come. Some people say this is going to be a worse winter than last winter. I don't know. We'll see what it's going to be. But I just want to welcome you all tonight, and let's have a little bit of news. But first of all, I will open up in prayer. Father, I ask you to bless our time that we have tonight, and ask your blessing on the program. Ask your blessing on the people that listen, Father, both now and in the future. And we cover it with the blood of Jesus. We bind and break the power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we're blessed in the city, in the country, going in and coming out. Father, we thank you for that blessing of the Lord over our lives, Father, and that we can dwell in that secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. We give you glory, give you praise, commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, yeah, I reported that that the Navy ordered thousands of Bibles removed from their rooms in their lodges and their motels, and they were trying to get them out of all motels in the United States. But public outcry and the protest by Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty led the brass to reverse their course on just recently. And so they have now decided to restore the Bibles that they took out of their rooms and have backed off for a while. Now, you know, we can fight this war. It is spiritual warfare. And demons of darkness are trying to do these things and keep people from promoting God and the Word of God and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, again, spiritual warfare, we can win. We have to fight. In the spirit realm. Egyptian Muslim cleric says that men are allowed now to spy on women in the shower. Well, yeah, that makes sense for them, huh? Yeah, with the mind that they have. Anyway, Vicky Beeching, she's the well-known Christian singer from England, says that God made her a lesbian and led her to declare it unashamedly to all who would listen. And, of course, she has joined other well-known Christian musical artists who have come out of the closet as well, such as Ray Bowles. Remember his song, Thank You for Leading Me to the Lord? You remember that song? Yeah, well, he's a flaming homosexual. Last I heard was living with a guy in Florida. I don't know what he left his wife and kids and moved in with a guy and lived the homosexual lifestyle. You know, a lot of you know his song. A lot of people don't know that he's a homosexual either yet. Jennifer Knapp, she's another Christian singer that I am aware of. And Clay Aiken, another Christian musical artist, come out of the closet and thinking that it's all kind of, you know, all right with God. Well, it's not all right. The scripture tells you what's all right and what's not all right. And it's very clear on that. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out Romans chapter 1. It clearly tells us about that lifestyle. You hear about Kendra Turner. She's just a 17-year-old young lady in high school, because high school's already started back there and where she was going to school in Dyersburg, I think, Tennessee. She was thrown out of the class for saying, bless you. And she's a Assembly of God girl. They go to an Assembly of God church, Pentecostal church, and she was thrown out for saying, bless you, to someone who sneezed. Well, her teacher rebuked her for violating the teacher's ban on the word bless you, because the teacher said, we're not going to have any godly speaking in my class. Well, you know, so there's a big outcry in the community about this, and she had some type of suspension over it, and it's ridiculous. Of course, that, again, it's war on Christianity. And that's what exactly this girl said to the teacher. My pastor said we have religious rights in this country, and she spoke out when the teacher spoke out against her. But just got her in more trouble by saying that, because that just agitated the demons in the teacher that would put such a thing up on the board anyway, that it's against my rules to have you speaking bless you in this class. Well, that's a pitiful, pathetic thing. And we need to, again, stand up for every bit of the Constitution of the United States, as that is, and, of course, beyond that, the Word of God. We stand up for the Word of God, amen? We're still in drought in some states. Five states are running out of water. Seven states are suffering severe drought. It hasn't let up, especially North Texas. But these seven states have more than half of their land area in severe drought right now. So, again, don't think that America is not still being dealt with under judgment here, because we see a lot of things going on. Like just today, I was looking at news, and some cities are flooding right now in Indiana and a couple other states. I forget. Just looking at the flood pictures. And so we're seeing, you know, these ongoing judgments or allowing of things to happen on this country because of the departure from the faith and the introduction of legal homosexuality over more and more and more. And so we see more and more things happening, and we will see that. It's going to continue. All right. Well, one more thing, and then Linda, I'm going to have her share a little, Sister Linda's going to share a little testimony with you before I get to the Word tonight. Hopefully that'll encourage some of you and bless you. But the TSA admits that illegals are being allowed to fly without IDs. Well, I dare you try to get on a plane without ID, right? You can't do it. I flew this week somewhere, another part of Montana, and I couldn't get on without an ID. I had to have an ID. So how is it that they have these double standards that illegals can fly without IDs, and yet we, if we're a legal citizen, then we have to show IDs? That's really weird, if you ask me. All right. Well, Sister Linda, we're going to have you come and share now a little bit before I go to the Word of God. And here's my lovely wife.
Thank you, Pastor. It's really good what you said earlier. when you were talking about, you know, the times that we live in and so forth. And what I would like to share with you, it's a testimony, but it's something that the Lord revealed to me this week. I had about 3 days that I had to go do some work somewhere. Excuse me. And I had to, for the most part, in fact, three days and two nights that I was alone. Didn't see anybody, didn't go anywhere. I was in the same place working. And so during this time, it was wonderful because the work was such that I could just be alone with Jesus. And I'd like to say that, you know, for years I've been working on, you know, some Bible memorization. I'd work on James chapter 1, and I would just, you know, was trying to get that one down because at one time I had chapter 1, 2, and 3 all to memory, and I kind of let that slip, and I thought, no, we live in a time that I cannot let that slip. I cannot, I need to have the Word. I mean, it's a life source. So about a month ago, the Spirit of the Lord, really one morning, when I got up, he said, I want you to work on your memorization. And then he added to it, he just dropped it inside of me, and he gave me three chapters and then four more books of the Bible. And then I thought, this is a big bite. You know, that's going to take a while to do. And then I thought, okay, then it's up to me to set a goal. So I set a goal. I set the goal and dug into it. And when I did, I began to commit to memory three more chapters in different parts of the Bible. So one of them is Hebrews chapter 11 and Psalm 91, and of course one other one. And so over the last week, I've been able to get Psalm 91 down. And so I've been saying this over and over and over in my mind. I'll just go as far as I can, and then I get out my cheat sheet, and then I say, okay, well, I missed it there, and then I'll correct myself, then I'll keep going. And then I'll go on to the next chapter, and then I'll do it, and then I'll go back to the first chapter, James, and then I recite that all the way through, then Psalm 91 all the way through, then I'll work on the other two. And as I did, and I've been doing this for about a little over a month, something happened this week, and that is what I want to encourage you about. And it all came together in the last couple of days. And it's this, that number one, we need to take the Word to heart. I mean, Jesus, by the Spirit of God, spoke it to these men of old. And what they said, we could say, well, those are just the words of men. No, it's the Word of God. It is His words. And it is given to us today. Yes, it was for them back then, but it is also for us here right now today. And so before I tell you this, I want to encourage you. The Spirit of the Lord, he told me quite a few things about a little over a month ago. But one of the things he said is that you will need this in days to come. And I thought, okay, I'm on it. I'm on it, Lord. I'll do it. And so as I began to commit whole chapters, you think, oh, that's a big deal. That's a big load. I mean, that's a big assignment. It's not as hard as you think. You just put the chapter down. I mean, if nothing else, if you don't want to type it in, go to BibleGateway.com. Select preferably what I do. I select King James Version. Cut and copy and paste that into a Word document, set it in two columns if you want, and then print it out on cardstock, and then cut the page in half. And then you've got those cards to carry around with you during the day or on your lunch break or, you know, go over them before you go to bed at night. Get up first thing, get on them in the morning. And let me tell you, this is what begins to happen. This is what the Lord showed me. Okay, Psalm 91 goes like this. Verse 1 says, he that, listen to the word, dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Okay, did you get that? Now, let's go down to verse 14. It says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And then the next verse says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Did you hear that? I will be with him in trouble. Is there anyone listening to the sound of my voice who has never had any trouble in your life? I congratulate you. But most likely, everyone hearing my voice either has or will experience some type of trouble in your life. But here we see Jesus says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now, did you see that? In verse 14, it said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him? Okay, now hold that in mind. And then in Hebrews 11, you know, I'm going through that, and today I'm going down there, and I'm reciting it. And I get down to verse 9 where it says, by faith, and it's talking about Abraham. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling, hear that, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And did you notice in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then did you notice also that down it says, verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And then, of course, we saw in Hebrews that Abraham, the man of faith, dwelt in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Then notice again, verse 10 in Psalm 91, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And then verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And it came to me today, and then I'm going to turn the mic here back over to Pastor. It came to me today that when we, what is it to dwell in the Lord? When we dwell in his word, when we make him our tabernacle, when we make him our habitation, what happens? Because we set our love upon him, he'll move heaven and earth to deliver us. We don't have to sit there and say, well, I can't be free of this. I can't be free of that. Well, get in him. Get in him. Dwell in him. Make him your tabernacle. Make him your habitation. And what he will do is he will dwell in you. You will become his habitation. He will tabernacle with you. Anything you'd say and do, you will never be alone. Praise God. What truth that we can dwell in him, but he dwells in us. But it happens when, just like David said, you know, we meditate on his word. One last thing here. Psalm 90 and Psalm 92. Do not take up where Psalm 91 left off. It's as though the Spirit of the Lord said, wait a minute, I need to say this. So the psalmist spoke those words. And two, well, probably, what, 3,000 years later, something like that, you and I are still feasting on those words today. And twice within the last 2 weeks, little things have come up where I said, wait a minute, Lord, your word said, you promised, there shall no evil befall me, there shall no plague come nigh my dwelling. And the enemy had set up to harm me, and it was stopped. And see the importance of getting the word in you. The most important thing you can do for preparation in the future, the most important thing you can do to prepare yourself for the times coming is to get in the word and to commit it to memory until it becomes part of you, flowing in and out of you, and it's your habitation. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Linda. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the message as well tonight now. I just appreciate what she had to say, and I know it will help us, all of us, to hear that, and we need to hear things like that, because the Word of God is life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That's what it says. All right. So this is Pastor John Kyle, the broadcast Deliverance Today. And so the website is theoasisplace.org. You can email us at theoasis1@localnet.com. Theoasis1@localnet.com. That's the number one, not the word one. If you'd like to write to us, support the ministry, send tithes or offering or letters, the address is The Oasis Church or Pastor John Kyle at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, and that's Billings, Montana, 59105. That's 59105. The church is located 2102 Old Hardin Road. If you're in the Billings area, 10:30 Sunday. All right. Praise the Lord. That was good. And let's go ahead and get into the message tonight, which is Answering Opposition, or the Bible Answer to Opposition. Answering opposition. Anybody had any opposition lately here? Yeah. All right. Father, bless your word now as we go to your word and speak to our hearts, Lord. Quicken us by the Spirit of God. Teach us by your Spirit. We give you the glory and commit this time to you as we speak what you've given me for today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, yes. Will I as a Christian face opposition? Well, does the duck swim? Does the cow go moo? Does the cat meow? Of course you're going to face it. Well, I don't want to deal with opposition. I want it easy, real easy. Well, then you don't need to become a Christian then. I like the calm waters. I don't want to face any storms. Well, hey, neither do I, but that's not reality, saints. Jesus was out in a boat, and the storm came up against them all. And this was an opposition and an attack from the demon, from the devil realm of darkness. Opposition is war on God's people. Opposition is resistance to the kingdom of God. And so Jesus couldn't go anywhere that he went on earth as a man without opposition. And you can't either if you're really walking strong and right with Jesus. Opposition is also a form of persecution. What did Jesus do when the devil stirred up a storm of opposition against Jesus and his disciples? What did he do? Yeah, people, devils have control over nature. Yes, they do. A lot of people don't realize that. Yes, devils can control storms and destructive acts of nature. But the good news is that we too have authority over nature, especially when it is controlled and instigated by devils. We have authority over nature, right? And you got to know that because you may need it. You may need it. That devil may send up some storm against you sometimes and try to take you out, try to sink your ship. Yeah, you go just take it Are you going to do something about it? Mark 4:35. Start out reading our first scripture today. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. God always has a plan, and the enemy wants to hinder the plan of God. And he spoke the plan of God. He spoke the will of God. They were going to go over to the other side. They had a purpose on the other side of the lake. And devils hate the will and the plan of God for your life and mine. So opposition, resistance comes and came to Jesus and his disciples too. Verse 37. It says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. It was getting full of water, and the storm was beating on the ship. Not just any storm either. Notice what it says. What kind of storm was that? It was a great storm, it says. The Bible says it was a great storm, not just any storm. Hey, these were tough fishermen. They'd been in storms before, but this was bad, very bad, a great storm. This was so bad, the men thought they would perish. Verse 39, it says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. That's what Jesus did. So he arose, it says. Jesus arose. He was sleeping, and it says Jesus arose. You know, and we need to let the Jesus in us arise when we're in a storm, a great storm. And so too many people try to make it in the flesh, and you're not going to make it in the flesh. No, you need to let Jesus arise. Let God arise, and his enemies will be scattered. That's what the Bible says. Well, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind. Well, why did he rebuke? Because Satan was in it. All right? He rebuked the wind, Satan, and then he spoke to the sea. He said, okay, Satan, he's rebuked now. See, now you calm down and be calm. And so we need to rebuke the storm and then speak calm to the situation. Amen? Opposition faced and defeated. Stop. Jesus stopped it. And we have the authority to stop a lot of things too. You know, and my mind and heart is sober today. You know, I remember one week in the ministry, and I've seen so many things over the years in ministry, 31 years as a pastor. I've seen the result of sin and death. I remember that week in particular, one man in the hospital so close to death. Another man that week was in a coma. Another man I saw blood gurgling up out of his mouth. His eyes were swollen shut. Man, I tell you, when you see these things, you come face to face with the ugliness and the horribleness of death and sin and its final result. All of it is the work of Satan and death. And, you know, a lot of times young people don't think of these things. They act like it'll go on forever, but life doesn't go on forever. It won't unless Jesus is Lord. And, of course, life will, but you'll be living in death, not life, if you don't have Jesus as your Lord. And so then death will have no fear or pain because Jesus, through Jesus' death, we have life, and death has lost its sting to us. But one of these men, a 45-year-old, his heart has stopped for 25 minutes, and yet he's living under a curse because his mother died early, and his daughter had her legs cut off at an early age. You know, so many people living under curses that they don't understand that. They don't understand that. These things are happening for a reason. And yet I went into another room and visited a lady this same week. She's about 50 years old. It wasn't so serious what was wrong with her. And she said, well, I've never asked Jesus into my life, and I don't want to either, she said. Oh, my. I wouldn't want to be in her shoes. What if something happened? What if she got an infection in the hospital and died? She'd go into that hellish eternity of hell. Oh, I tell you, Jesus is coming back. We're living in the last day. Life and death are realities that all must face. Yet in the living and the healthy, they choose to, a lot of times, ignore it. Ignore it if you will, but sooner or later, we all going to face it, saints. And some of you may not be saints, and you need to add Jesus Christ into your heart today. Did you know why we receive so much opposition in this life? Well, for one, we represent life and are bringing light and life to a dying world. The devil is sentenced to death, and he hates the light and the life of Jesus. And because of his hate and his death sentence, he wants to take all to death with him, all that he can. He wants to take us into his death, take us into the damnation that is on him. And he hates us. He hates every person on the face of the earth. He doesn't love any of you. Okay? Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So every man it's appointed unto them once to die. Once it's appointed, not twice. That second death was not appointed. All right? The second death is not appointed unto man, but man chose to have the second death. A lot of men will choose to. In fact, many more will than choose to have that, to have only the one death, but they'll choose to have that second death by rejecting Jesus Christ, right? Hebrews 2:9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. See, he tasted that second death so we don't have to, all right? So that that the second death in Revelation 26 will have no power. Revelation 20, verse 6, has no power over us because of what Jesus did in Hebrews 2:9. He tasted death for us. And that's our heritage, and that's why the devil hates us as believers in Jesus, and that's why he's going to oppose you. Excuse me. John 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Yeah, there is tribulation in this world, but Jesus overcame this world and this world system. And we don't have to live under its grip, okay, because we're citizens of another world. And we can live in that secret place, as Sister Linda was talking about, the secret place of the Most High, that place in Christ, that covenant relationship that he's provided for us. So what is the Bible answer for opposition from the enemy, saints? Well, first you need to realize that the enemy uses people to oppose and attack you. That's right. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, as if you already didn't know that, right? How many been attacked by people lately? How many had resistance and opposition through people? Well, what do we need to do then? What's the Bible answer for opposition? Let's look at it. We're going to look at the book of Ezra and find several points that are important here in Ezra. Number one, you need to find a place of prayer. Find a place of prayer. Do you have a place of prayer in your life? A lot of people don't pray today much, except when they get in a mess. Well, that's the wrong time to pray, just when you get in a mess. You should be praying when you're not in a mess, too. You should be praying all the time. You should just pray when things get rough. Ezra 3:3 here. It says, and they set the altar upon the bases, his bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord. Even burnt offerings morning and evening. Well, why? They were in a serious place, too. They were in a storm. They were in fear of the nations round about them that want to stop Israel from rebuilding Jerusalem and rebuilding the temple there. If you know anything about Ezra, that's what was going on. They were going to build the temple, and they were going to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem and rebuild things after it had been torn down. Okay? All right. So, see, they knew the enemies of the Jews didn't want them to build a temple and rebuild the city. And, well, the enemies of God don't want you to build the kingdom of God or for you to live a victorious Christian life either. Why? Because the enemy's in them. Okay? The enemy's in them. And, therefore, they're an enemy of God because the enemy's using them to be an enemy of God, even though the person may not necessarily always know that they're the pawn of evil. All right, the pawn of demons. All right, it's too convicting to some and makes them look bad, especially if they're not believers at all in Jesus. But they found a place of prayer, and so they built an altar. We need to find a place of prayer. We need to find a place to pray and then pray. Nothing great's going to be done without prayer. Prayer brings the presence of a miracle-working God on the scene. And Jesus, when he walked the earth, he spent time in prayer, so he slept in the peace while Satan attacked his disciples who didn't yet have that kind of peace that Jesus did in that storm that was come up on the water. And the opposition and the fierceness of that storm got to them and frazzled them, the disciples. How many times have you been frazzled lately? You know, some people try to do a good job keeping their demons in them from manifesting sometimes for 10 years or and they don't know that they have demons, so they just try to subdue what they think is their flesh or the carnal nature or some problem they have, some sin problem that they have. And so, but sooner or later, what's in them is going to have its way with them. They can only suppress demons for so long. So rather than trying to subdue or suppress something, would it be easier to just cast it out or cast them out? Because they never travel alone. Demons don't ever travel alone. You know that. If you got one demon, you got a dozen demons. If you got two demons, you got lots of demons, right? You don't ever just have one or two demons. A lot of people think, well, if I just get that demon out of me, I'll be free. No, you got more than one demon that needs to go, all right? And the disciples gave place to fear and unbelief here in this situation. And two of our greatest enemies are fear and unbelief. Another one is the fear of man, which is also in the fear family. And these spirits come in many forms, yet are definitely deadly opposing forces to the kingdom of God. Deadly opposing forces to the kingdom of God and for the advancing of the kingdom and our victory. Fear is the opposite of faith. And when you walk in fear, you open a door for spirits of fear and panic to move in and set up housekeeping in your life. And why would one who has been given dominion in the earth walk and live in fear, especially when one has been told repeatedly in the Bible, fear not, fear not, fear not, right? Why? Why would one who has been given dominion walk and live in that fear and have panic attacks? To walk in fear is to not walk in faith. And to not walk in faith is what? The Bible calls to not walk in faith sin. And I didn't write that, okay? The Word of God says that in Romans chapter 14, verse 23, that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. See, I didn't write that. Whatsoever. You want to read it? Let's go read it. I'll read it to you. It says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14, 23. So to walk in fear, is that sin? What do you think? Stop walking in fear, soldier of the cross. Be bold. Bold. The righteous are bold of a lion. Of course, as a lion, of course, if you're a member of the Church of Christ denomination, you're in trouble. Because yeah, somebody was telling me about that they went to the Church of Christ, and I said, oh, my, you know. And they said, well, they asked the one of the elders to pray for him for a miracle or something or healing, and the guy just looked at him and walked off, kind of, basically. I'm not telling exactly right, but close here. But listen, if you're in the Church of Christ denomination, you need to leave. They are so deceived. I've debated with them before, and you know what? They don't believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. They believe all miracles, signs, and wonders ceased after the last apostle died. So you're in trouble. And you're stuck with all your demons, you know, because they don't believe in that. You're pretty hopeless if you're going to believe what the Church of Christ denomination believes. The Church of Christ meets here, they say. And yet they don't allow musical instruments to play in church. All their songs are a cappella because, oh, that's heathen to play musical instruments and whatever. You know, you can never be healed or set free. And if you're in the Church of Christ denomination, I got a word of wisdom for you from the Lord. Leave. They are deceived. I've seen a lot of miracles, healings, and deliverances, signs, and wonders over my lifetime and as a Christian. And so I've done seen too many for you to tell me that there isn't signs and wonders today, miracles and healings and deliverances. So get out of that unbelieving church and believe God. We need to put unbelief out of our lives, for it's poison, and it's the devil as well. There are a bunch of devils of unbelief out there. It is opposition to the will and the plan of God. And you need to get rid of that opposition. You need to rebuke that opposition and remove it out of the way. All right? And remove it out of your way. What did Jesus do when all those people were in there speaking that unbelief over that person who had died and mourning over them? He put them all out of the room. He said, she is not dead. She's sleeping. And they all laughed him to scorn, the Bible says. And what did he do with all them unbelieving people? He put them all out of the room. And we need to do the same thing. We need to put that unbelief out from among us. If we're in an unbelieving place like the Church of Christ denomination, and I know there are other churches out there that call themselves the Church of Christ that are not affiliated with that group. I'm pretty sure there are some like that. So I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking about that particular denomination where they don't play musical instruments in the church and they believe all miracles, signs, and wonders ceased with the last apostle when he died. You need to get out of that. That's unbelief. All right? What would David do? What did he do in the face of opposition? Well, he cried out in prayer to God. He cried out in prayer to God. You know, Daniel, he prayed. The opposition wanted to kill him. And they thought they had succeeded when they threw him into the lion's den, remember? But his God, through prayer, delivered him. So number two, when you're facing opposition, it's a time for praising God. It's not a time for mourning and just giving up and quitting. It's a time to praise God. All right, let's go look at back at Ezra again for another verse on this. Ezra 3:11. Ezra, if you want to look this up, that is. If not, I'm going to read them to you. You might not have a Bible in front of you, nor may you be feeling like looking them up. But I like to look them up and read them because there's power in the Word of God. 3:11. It says here, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So they praised God and sang together in chorus, by different groups. They were praising God. And then verse 13, it says, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. So again, praising will be heard in the camps of the enemy. It will be heard afar off. Notice that. That the enemy can hear you praising, and they hate it. All right? They hate it. Okay? So your praise always stirs up the devil and his demons. He will hear and be mad. But what can he do? Oh, yeah, he'll oppose you. But when you begin to praise God, the enemy is going to come to challenge you. That's what he'll do. He'll attempt to challenge you to shut you up. How many know that the enemy is always trying to shut us up when we are walking with Jesus and speaking life and praises and praying? Always trying to shut you up. And he'll use people to do it if he has to. He'll use any form he can. He likes to shut up praise and pray, praying and warfare. So the enemy comes to challenge you. Will you resist him? Or can he devour you and stop the praises of God from your mouth? The word says that God inhabits the praises of his people. If he inhabits your praises, and you don't quit praising when the enemy comes, you will defeat him, because he can't devour God. And God is there in the praises of your mouth. Glory to God, right? Hallelujah. Number three, when the adversary comes, resist him boldly. The adversary will come. But when he comes, resist him boldly. Any work of God brings out the adversary. Ezra 4:1. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of captivity builded the temple unto the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the, hold on, got to turn the page, the fathers, and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assur, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel And the rest of them chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord our God of Israel, as the king of Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. So here these people say, oh, we'll just join ourselves. Yeah, and that's what the devil's done. He's joined himself into the churches today and brought in compromise. But when that adversary comes, you need to resist him boldly. See, they were praising God, stepping out in faith and building a temple, a city. And here comes the adversary, the opposition. What did they do? They said, get out of here, devil. You will not build with us. You will not build with us. No, you won't. You're not going to build with us. Get out of here. You're not going to build with us. No. Uh-uh. Not going to do that. Move on out of here. And that's the way we got to be with the adversary, too. We got to move him on out of there. All right? See, they were praising God and stepping out, building that temple, building that city. That opposition shows up. Get devil, no devil. Don't be afraid to bind the devil in somebody that's resisting or opposing the work of God or to speak out, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Okay? Don't be afraid to do that. Oh, well, you, what are you afraid of? I'm going to offend them. Well, listen, you're going to offend the devil. Anytime you live righteously, you're going to offend the devil. Matthew 16:22. It said, then Peter took him and began to rebuke Jesus, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. See, check out what people tell you. It might be an adversary speaking through their mouth. You say, a devil talking to me through somebody? Hello, yes. It was happening through Peter. It can sure happen. It can sure happen now through other people. It happened through Peter. And Peter was an apostle walking right there with Jesus in the flesh, man. If it could happen to him, he's walking right there in the presence of God Almighty in the flesh. You think it could have happened to you? Come on. We know that demons talk through people. And it happens more often than people think. Luke 22:3. Look at 22:3. It says, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Oh, there it is again. He entered into Judas. You think he can't enter somebody today and oppose you? Come on now. We're not in touch with reality if we don't believe that. Because the reality is that demons enter and control people all the time. What do you think goes on all the time? Look at 2 Timothy 2:26. It says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So this is what happens. They're just taken captive by devils at their will. Demons and evil beings easily control many people, Christians included. That's right. Some of your greatest opposition will come through so-called believers in Christ. The demons can speak right through them as Satan did through Peter, and Jesus rebuked him. Satan, he rebuked Satan too. And when the demons talk through a Christian, you need to rebuke those devils too. Well, I don't receive that, and I rebuke you, devil. Shut up, devil. Judas appeared to be one of his own, right? Yet Satan opposed Jesus through Judas, even to the biggest opposition in history. The betrayal of Jesus with a kiss. Do Christians oppose Christians? Why do we have so many denominations today? Why do we have so many denominations? Because of disagreements and opposing views. Is there demons in denominations, Pastor Kyle? Well, hello. But I thought we were all on the same side. Hello, Christians can have demons. And hello, demons oppose the plans and the will of God. Oh, yes, they do. You mean there may be something alive in me that opposes God in me? Oh, now you're waking up. You're absolutely correct. I mean, how many of you could just pray and pray? Here's an example. I mean, how many of you could just pray and pray and study the Word of God for hours on end without any distractions or any thinking, well, listen, I have to call so-and-so, or I got this idea that all these other things I need to get done, and, oh, well, I better go do this. You ever stop and ask yourself why all of a sudden do all these ideas of other things that you need to do, or why do I have all these thoughts when I try to read the Bible, or why do I fall asleep when I try to read the Bible or pray? Oh, now we're really waking up, see? Because there are opposing forces within us and without us that don't want you in the Word of God, don't want you praying, don't want you memorizing Scripture, because there's opposing forces there. And Paul said, no good thing dwells in, that is, lives, abides in my flesh. And that word in Romans 7 where he says that is okeo in the Greek, and it means dwelleth, and means to inhabit as one's abode. So there was something dwelling in Paul that inhabited him as their abode. They thought it was their abode. And the same Greek word is also used for the indwelling of the Spirit of God in our spirit. That same word is used for the indwelling of sin and demons in our flesh. Do you ever see that? That's interesting, huh? Okay. And, yeah, it may be like some say, it's not... They get a lot of opposition when they try to study the Word. So the flesh and the soul, that carnal, demonized nature, opposes the Spirit and the things of God. And, of course, the Bible says they're at enmity one with another, the Bible says. This is war. This is war, saints. It is war to feed on the Word of God and pray and praise God. That's war. Because there's some opposition there that doesn't want you doing that. But the Word says resist the devil and he will what? Hang around. No, it says he will flee. Well, why don't you obey the Word then? Why don't you resist? Resist him. He's sure resisting you when you try to get closer to Jesus. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Let's obey the Word. Number four, recognize the opposition. Recognize the adversary cannot stop you unless you let him. You need to recognize that. If you're letting him stop you, he will definitely stop you. But you don't have to let him stop you. We need to recognize that. Let's go back to Ezra and read another verse of recognizing that the opposition can't stop you unless you let it, right? And a lot of people are letting it today. Ezra 5:6. 5:6 is the copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shetharboz, nice, and his companions, the Apersachites, which were on that side of the river, sent unto Darius the king. But the eye, verse 5, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews. I read the wrong verse, didn't I? That they could not cause them to cease. The eye of God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease. They tried to cause them to cease, but they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius, and then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. Okay? So they could not cause them to cease. See, God's eye is upon you. God will have his way. Like I've said before, that I can finish the work that God called me to do unless I walk in fear and unbelief, and the devil could take me out then. But if I don't walk that way, then the devil can't kill me. No way. Look at Zechariah 2:8. Go to the book of Zechariah. We'll look at Zechariah 2:8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says here, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me into the nations which spoiled you, for he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. So they're messing with you. They're messing with God's eye. God don't want his eye messed with, right? All right, so, you know, just recognize that they're messing with you. They're messing with God, and they're messing with God's eye. So we're not, you know, let's go to Psalm 2. Let's read some more. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He's laughing at that foolishness. Now they meditate and plan against you and against the Lord and what the Lord wants to do in the earth. But really, what are they going to do? God is greater. He just laughs at them. He that sits in heaven laughs at their ravings and their plans. Number five, God will give you favor. You've got to believe God for favor of God on your life. Okay? You got to believe for the favor of God on your life, saints. And yes, there is opposition, but we need to pray for God to give us his favor with those who can help build the temple and the city, the kingdom of God. King Darius got behind Israel and helped them. I mean, he wasn't a believer in God, but he helped them build the city and the temple. Right? Because no devil can stop the kingdom of God. But King Darius got behind them, and they had favor, and they built because he backed them up. That's right. And, you know, God can, I've had total pagan unbelievers come to my aid in the past. Why? Well, there's no earthly reason why they should even help me. But, you know, I don't walk in the earthly five cents realm. God's favor was on me. See? Ezra 7, verse 12 and 13, and then 27 also. Artaxerxes, King of Kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time. All right, I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. That was favor to do that. That doesn't just happen. And then verse 27. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which has put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. Well, who put it in that wicked man's heart, that king, that pagan king? Well, the God did. Jesus did. The Father did. He put it in his heart, man. He put it in him. Just like they can, you know, God can put something in some of the most pagan people out there. God can put something in them, and they will do it. And they won't even know why they're doing it. They'll say afterwards, I hate Christians. Why'd I do that? I don't like Christians. Why'd I do that? Well, why did I let them go free? Why did I do that for them? Why did I help them? Why did I give them that money? Why did I give them that job? Why did I let them go through this situation? Well, whatever it may be. Okay? So, listen, God's bigger than the power, most powerful devil. There is, okay? Number six, know God is and will always be your strength, and he will deliver you from the opposition, Ezra 8:31. We'll turn a page, read that. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait. By the way, there were even people laying in wait to sabotage them and kill them. And yet God delivered them from the enemy. Listen, there are going to be things in these last days that God's going to deliver his people from. There are going to be situations and circumstances that, except for the power of God, we'd be taken out. We'd be killed. We'd be, you know, horrible something happened to us. They might be laying in wait with all kinds of plans against you right now even. But God can deliver you. But you got to believe God. You got to go in faith. You got to stand in faith. You know, there are demons lying in wait for people right now. There are demons lying in wait for all of us. They have traps set along the straight and narrow. Lust, porno, greed, pride, perversions, false words and religious spirits, spiritual pride, and all manner of deceptions. But you need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep casting the demons out. And he will deliver you. Yes, he will. You're going to face demons till Jesus comes. There's not going to be any let up of demons till Jesus comes. You think there is, then you're deceived. You're fooling yourself. In fact, it's just going to get darker until he comes. It's not going to be this great, great big super revival that the so-called Christian networks are saying all the time they're going to have these great, great revivals. There may be some, but they're going to come in the darker times. It's when the things get the darker, then, you know, things get the brightest in the kingdom. But, you know, you're going to face them until Jesus comes. What will you do about those opposing forces? What are you going to do about them? Lay back and put up with them? Or take them out of the way? Fight back and put them on the run? I mean, this is a credible story of spiritual warfare in the book of Ezra and how they rebuilt the temple. It's a credible story, and it's kind of what we go through in life as we're building the kingdom, and God is building the kingdom through us, that is, and taking land from the enemy as we possess the land, as we occupy until he comes. And most Christians live more on the defense than they do on the offense. We have our tails between our legs and are running more than we're advancing, and that needs to stop, saint. We need to walk in divine favor and anointing and break the back of the enemy instead of him or his cronies whipping up on us all the time. Who's whipping who? Will we be a pitiful church, a defeated and barely getting by, or a glorious church bringing defeat and confusion upon the enemy camp? Because I got news for you, you're not going out in a little secret rapture sometime, and it's all going to be taken out of here, so you don't have to go through anything. No, God brings us through the river, through the fire, through the floods. But we're going through it. But God's going to have a mighty army in these last days. And I know many are going to wimp out. Don't be one of those that wimp out. Okay? But Jesus has a mighty force of people in the earth who will stand strong against the enemy. And it looks bad right now. However, opposition will stir many people to war, I believe. There are those who will say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to just put up with this anymore. The problem is that too many don't know, or they're in a Church of Christ somewhere, and they don't know their authority or don't walk in their authority because they don't believe they have any. Or they feel they're so beat down, they don't think they're worthy of it. Well, God made every believer worthy of it. It's just a matter of you walking in what you've been given and knowing what you've been given and using what you've been given. Satan will keep people in ignorance about who they are and what they have. And we need to declare war on spiritual ignorance, saints. Declare war on spiritual ignorance. If you want to live in spiritual ignorance, the ignorance is not bliss. A lot of people think ignorance is bliss. It's not bliss. It's just bondage. I'll tell you what ignorance is. Okay, it's bondage. And we got a lot of willful ignorance in the church today of people wanting to just be ignorant because they don't want the responsibility of knowing. And that's just stupid. Ignorance. You know, that's not smart. That's not wise. The Bible calls it to be wise as serpent, gentle as dove. Oh, my. Don't walk that way. I remember one time we went up to see this man at the VA hospital in a big city, and two of us were sharing Jesus with a man that had cancer. He'd already lost one arm, ate off by the cancer. And the opposition was fierce for some reason in that building where we were in the restaurant there at the VA hospital, and man, no one there knew us, didn't know who they were, didn't know who we were. But people came by our table and cussed at us, and they told that man, don't listen to them. And they were talking about us horribly. But we were sharing the gospel with this man, and we resisted the devil, and I didn't know what I knew now. But we still resisted the devil, and we persisted sharing Jesus with this man with the cancer with only one arm. And we got to the place where we said, well, are you ready to ask Jesus Christ in your heart and repent for your sins? And he said, yes. He said, yes, in the midst of all this opposition and these attacks, no wonder we were being attacked. And he was gloriously born again at that point and saved from his sins. And he died shortly after that. The opposition, though, had failed. Ha, ha, on the devil. He failed in his attack on it. All right? And he sent total strangers up to the table that didn't know us or the guy that we were sharing Jesus with. What will you do? Will you let the opposition run over you? Or will you run over the opposition? Will you resist the enemy? That opposition, that opposing force there that seems like sometimes just comes in so strong against you. See, we're called to overcome, to build the temple, to build Jerusalem. Jerusalem speaks of the overcomer in the earth today for the kingdom of God. And, right there in your city, in our city, you can be an overcomer. There is opposition right there in your city. But God is greater. Remember, they that are with us or with you are more than they that are with them. They that are with me are more than with them. Greater is he that is in our spirit in us than he who is in the world, or he that is in our flesh. Greater is he that's in us. Where does he dwell that's in us? He dwells in our spirit. He doesn't dwell in our flesh. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he that's dwelling in our spirit, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That's he that's in the flesh. He that's dominating the world system, God's greater. The greater one lives within us. Greater than the worldly dictator. Greater than the Antichrist. Greater than the devil and his minions of darkness. Greater than all the forces of evil. Greater is he that's in us. And you and I are in the light. We're soldiers of the light. And maybe you've backslidden, or you've let things slip. You've fallen into sexual sin, or you've fallen into some other drugs or something, or just been lying a lot lately. Well, it's time for you to get right. You need to repent for your sin. Maybe you're not even born again. Maybe you don't have Jesus in your heart. Maybe you never ask him in. Well, say, Jesus, I believe that you're God. Ask him to come into your heart. Wash me in your blood and come into my heart right now. Forgive me. I repent for my sin. I confess that I am a sinner. I have sinned. Come into my heart. I give you my life. Do that right now. If you're not a believer, become one. If you're backslidden, then repent and get right with him right now. Maybe you don't need to repent. You're saved and you're right with Jesus right now, but you have not been in the fight. Time for you to get serious and get some deliverance and wage some serious damage on devils. They're sure trying to damage you. You know, all of us are going to face storms and times of crises in life. We all face them. Watch out. The devil's in the storm just like he was with Jesus. He was in that wind. He was just trying to take them out. He's going to attempt to get you, as so many do, to open up doors to demons in your crisis situation. And that's how many times spirits of trauma come in, and fear and all kinds of other spirits are coming in when you're in a crisis situation, when you're in the middle of a storm. Okay? Many feel hopeless. They feel hopeless, as did the disciples of Jesus. You're in the place for God to show up, to allow, you're in a place where you need God to show up, or else you're going to allow demons to move in, one of the two, in these storms. When you're in a crisis or a storm, you need to trust in Jesus with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And another thing that's very important, when you're in that storm, speak in alignment with the Word of God, not with your situation and circumstances. A lot of people, they see that they need money to pay their rent. They don't have it. They speak in line with their circumstance. Oh, my, I don't have it. How am I going to make it? What am I going to do? I don't have any money in my bank account. I don't have any money in my wallet. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm just going to be put out on the street. I'm going to be homeless. And you're just speaking everything the devil wants you to speak. And so don't be surprised if you do end up getting what you're speaking, because you're speaking right what the enemy wants you to speak. You're not speaking in alignment with the Word of God. The Bible says, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, right? That's right. He said, my God shall supply. Didn't say he might supply. Didn't say, well, I hope he will supply. No, he said he shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ, according to your riches in Christ Jesus in Christ. Anyway, I'm not quoting exactly right. Let me go over and read it. If you want me to, we'll get it exactly right. But you get this, get what it's saying. My God shall supply. How much am I need? Well, we need to speak what he's saying, all right? Not what some demon is telling you to say. He's wanting you to speak the circumstances that he brought you into, right? He's wanting you to continue to speak what he's causing to happen to you. It says there, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, right? Does he have any riches and glory? Or is God just up there trying to pay the rent on heaven? Yeah, I reckon he is, and he probably don't have any money up in heaven. He probably don't, you know, he's going to get heaven mortgage. You know, the bill collector is coming after God, right? No. According to his riches and glory, and God has abundant supply. There's no lack with God. You know, he can meet that need, but you got to get out of alignment with demons. Quit speaking the works of darkness over your life. Quit mouthing what demons put in your mouth or your mind. Oh, my, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this? Oh, my, the Antichrist is coming for me. Oh, my, what am I going to do? Well, you know, God's able to hide you from the beast system. He's able to protect you from darkness. But you got to speak what God says about you. You got to quit speaking what demons say because they speak fear. And when you speak fear too, then you're getting in alignment with demons. Therefore, you're opening up a door for a demon to get into your life. You need to be mouthing God's words. You're calling things that are not as though they are, like Romans 4:17. You need to be speaking those things over your life. You'd say, I don't have any money in my wallet. No, you say, I have money in my wallet. God is going to provide my needs according to his riches and glory. You say, oh, that's just stupid. Well, to most people, faith is stupid. And, the wisdom of God is wiser than the wisdom of men, the Bible said. And the gospel is foolishness to them that are lost. You speak in faith, that's foolishness to them that are lost. Right? And they're going to think, yeah, that guy's stupid over there. He has nothing in his pocket, and yet he's saying that God's going to provide all his needs. That's crazy. That guy's crazy over there. Hey, you call me what you want, but just don't call me late for dinner. No, I'm just kidding. No, you call me what you want, but, you know, I'm going to speak the word of God, right? Speak life and blessings out, not death and curses like the demons want you to when things are rough. And the sea is raging and the winds are blowing. Focus on Jesus and his word. Remember, Jesus, when Peter stepped out on the water in the storm, man, he walked on the water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he started looking at the wind and the waves. He sank. That's right. He sank when he started looking at the circumstances around him. You know what? You start dwelling on your circumstances, it'll cause you to sink too. You got to, and demons are waiting there in the water when you start sinking too to get on you. Yeah. So focus on Jesus and his word, not the sin in your life. Some people are so sin conscious they can't be God conscious. Well, God's not focusing on your sin. He looks at the blood of Jesus. He doesn't look at the sin in your life. He's looking at the blood covering the sin and washing it away. But you focus on your sin all the time, you develop that sin consciousness, which would be a demon consciousness, and those sins will rule your life. And sin is not to have dominion over us. The Bible says sin shall no longer have dominion over us. That's what it says in Romans. Is it chapter 6, I believe? Sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. See, the things you still have not overcome will rule you if you let them. You know, man is brought under bondage, whatever overcomes him. And you're in bondage to the things that overcome you. If that cigarette has overcome you, you're in bondage to those cigarettes. If that masturbation and lust has overcome you, you're in bondage to that masturbation and lust. That porno, whatever it is, that perversion that you try to justify as being okay, but it's not okay. All right? Or whatever that sin is that you're partaking of. And, you know, some of the biggest sins, simply unbelief. You know, sin is sin. A lot of people think, you know, well, you know, that adultery is worse than lying or gossiping, you know, or whatever, you know, that stealing is worse than slandering my brother. No, sin is sin. Sin is sin. You know, Jesus bore the sins of the whole world. All sin is sin. All right? And yeah, we as humans classify them. Yeah, he's a baby murderer, so he's a worse sinner than I am. Well, no, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All will be condemned unless they come to Jesus. All will go to hell unless they take Jesus, right? So that's just not true. A lot of people want to categorize sin and say, you know, that's pride. I'm better than so-and-so. I haven't committed adultery on my husband or my wife. Yeah, I'm better than that adulterer over there. Oh, man. Oh, we have our demons. I'll tell you what. That's a spirit of pride there operating. That pride is a very subtle, subtle demon, and God resists it to pride and giveth grace to the humble. You know, you want to walk in pride, God will resist that. You're not going to give grace to the proud. The proud can't receive his grace. That's why. They're too proud and smug in themselves. They think they're okay when they're not okay. All right. I better finish this up here. We're going on too long here. Anyway, hallelujah. 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 All right. Praise God. We're going to let Jesus rule us and believe that those things are coming out of us, and we're not going to be in bondage to them all our earthly life, or are we going to let ourselves stay in bondage? We're going to take dominion as the Word tells us to. We're going to take dominion and put the enemy under our feet. Come on, let's do it now. What are you waiting for? Take dominion and put the enemy under your feet. You will prevail, and that storm can end. That wind, you can speak to that wind. You can speak to that wind, and you can command and rebuke it and tell it to stop and get out of your way. Amen? They built the temple, Ezra and Israel. They went in great opposition, but they persisted. We don't have a lot of persistent Christians today, but you need to be one. You need to persist through the opposition and come out on the other side of that. And they did in Ezra. In the book of Ezra, you read it yourself. Ezra and Nehemiah, the story of rebuilding Jerusalem and the wall. And there was great opposition. And at one time, the enemy tried to join themselves to them, just like he does today. He's in the churches today. Try to join himself to the churches and look like one of us. And he's not one of us. And you know what? They start out good. Hell yeah, the devil knows the scripture. He'll give you some scripture. He'll give you some truth. He'll throw the bait out there, but then he'll come in with some twisted stuff, and he'll come in with a lie. And you, if you're walking in the Spirit and you've been in the Word, you've been spending time praying, you're going to recognize the lie. But those people who are carnal and have not been walking that way, they're going to receive the bait. They're going to bite at it. They're not going to see the deception. Because the devil is looking like an angel of light. He's coming in looking like one of them. Well, yeah, that's what's going to happen in the last days. He's going to look like it. He's going to say, here Jesus is. Over here, here's Christ. Here's Christ. And people will run over there and say, oh, that's Christ. That's Christ. And it's not Christ. It's a deceptive, false lying devil. Looking like an angel of light. Looking like a minister of righteousness. But he's not. He's not. He's a devil in disguise. And I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of devils in disguise out there. You need to develop your discernment today. You need to develop the fight in you. You need to develop the resistance in you to resist the enemy and develop that discernment so you recognize the works of darkness. Amen? Because we're living in a time like no other, and it's not going to get to be heaven on earth, okay? It's going to be more hell on earth coming on the earth. But we can walk in a bit of heaven because we have the authority to do so. Even though most won't do it, you can do it. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word today. Ask your blessing on every listener. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to their hearts and showing them the way in which they should walk, Lord. Showing them how to be the soldier in God's army that they need to be in this late hour that we're living in, almost midnight. We're living at the time that's the last time. But, Lord, we know that the day is coming when time shall be no more, and we're going to graduate into glory, get our new bodies. That a glorious day is coming. We're looking forward to that. Hallelujah. But in the mean, nasty now, we've got to fight. And it can be ugly at times. But by the grace of God, we're going to make it. By the power of Jesus, we're going to make it. And that's what I pray for every believer listening, Lord, and that they will make it. And they will make it with victory, not defeat, Father. They'll make it with boldness, not shyness, not timidity. But they'll be bold as a lion, just like you declared us to be, that the righteous are bold as a lion, Father. Thank you, Lord, for their victory. Thank you for their blessing. Thank you for bringing them through their storms, Father, through the attack of the enemy, and out on the other side into the great calm. That's what happened after Jesus rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. It says there was great calm. So, Father, we know that there'll be a great calm after the enemy is stopped in our storm. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, saints of God, there was the word for today. Now we're going to just take a short break and get back and take some phone calls here and do some prayer for anybody who likes some prayer, some deliverance. It'd be a good time for you to call in now at 657-383-0134. If you'd like prayer, if you'd like some on-the-air prayer, deliverance, or you want to share testimony, what Jesus done for you, anything on your heart that you'd like to share, go ahead and call in now, and we'll take your calls after the break. This is Pastor John Kyle. This is a live program. This is Friday. What the day is? 22nd, I think? 23rd? I forget. Anyway, hallelujah. Let's go take a break.
No way, I'm not ashamed. I'm gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. No way, I'm not ashamed. I'm gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. There is a message we must carry. Now that Jesus Christ has set us free, yeah. Without doubt or hesitation, take the news to every nation. No way, I'm not ashamed. I'm gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've got to testify. I'm gonna tell the world. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. This is the time for holy boldness. This is the time for victory. On Jesus, going where the Spirit leads us. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've got to testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've got to testify.
Okay, welcome back. Deliverance today, Pastor John Kyle. We're going to do some mass deliverance. If I don't get any phone calls, that's okay. We could do that. We haven't had the time to do mass deliverance, but I see we're getting a couple now. But, yeah, all right. So we can take phone calls now, and then we will do some mass deliverance after a couple of phone calls. We'll do some mass deliverance. All right, so, yes. The website is theoasisplace.org, theoasisplace.org. If you'd like to order materials, if you want to order my new book, Do You Have Demon Trouble, be sure to go there and get one of those or get five of them, pass them out to other people. It'll help them get to the place where they can get deliverance and get deliverance too. All right, so be sure to get some of those for you, your friends, and also help support the ministry as well as get the word of deliverance out. Also, if you'd like to donate to the ministry, you can do so at theoasisplace.org, or you can do so by writing to Pastor John Kyle or the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. Or you can email me with a testimony at The Oasis One at localnet.com. Okay, looks like I don't have those callers there anymore. What happened there? Okay, well, I will go into a mass deliverance then. Here, somehow lost them, and so I don't know what happened there, but if you want to call in, now's your chance, or we're going to do mass deliverance. Let me give you a little instruction for mass deliverance here as we do that today. First of all, when they come out your mouth. Coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting. Sometimes you feel like you need to throw up. Other times you will throw up. And sometimes it'll just be air, but you'll feel like you're throwing up, like you do when you throw up food almost. Other times you will just have a breathe out. Just breathe them out. You know, very simple breathing them out. Okay? Other times there'll be a lot of manifestation. I do believe there'll be some manifestation, because if you don't get any manifestation, you probably weren't delivered, even if it's as simple as breathing them out. Okay, well, someone called in, and then they got cut off again. I don't understand that, but whatever's going on, I'm going to continue on with this. If you get in, I'll answer it. If you don't get in, I won't. All right. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to do some prayers now. If you have unforgiveness toward anybody, you need to go ahead and get that out of you. Or you can't get any real deliverance, at least, and hold it if you're having unforgiveness toward someone. If you have not forgiven, then you can't expect to be delivered. Because the Bible says if we don't forgive, we'd be turned over to the tormentor. So that means legal ground for demons to be in our lives. So, yeah, you're going to have to forgive whoever has done you wrong if you expect to walk in deliverance, keep deliverance, maintain deliverance, or get deliverance and keep it. All right, so, yeah, today is your day of deliverance if you want some. So we're going to do some now and call some things out. I would like to pray a particular prayer first. You can repeat after me if you'd like to. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked and evil spirit to come out of me now. I break every curse over myself in Jesus' name and command the demons that enforce the curse on me to leave me now in Jesus' name. All right, now I want you to do one more thing that's important. Is we're going to cover ourselves and our family with the blood of Jesus. And any animals that we have, any possessions that you have too. Don't want any demons going into inanimate objects or animals or your home, whatever. All right, so we just cover ourselves, our family, our homes, our animals with the blood of Jesus right now. Demons, when you leave, you cannot go into any of those mentioned or my family members either. As you leave me, in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, we're ready to start calling some spirits out. And again, if you're not born again, please ask Jesus in your heart. We did have the prayer for that a little bit earlier. So if you have not asked Jesus in your heart, please do ask Jesus in your heart. And then you are definitely a candidate to keep your deliverance. Because it's kind of hard for unbelievers to keep their deliverance because the demons come right back after deliverance because there's nothing in the house. They're filled with nothing. They're not filled with the Word. They're not filled with the power of God. So the demons have some ground to come right back. All right, here we go now. I want to deal with chronic issues in the body. These chronic issues are usually demons. And so let's deal with chronic issues right now in the name of Jesus. We just come again. Let's go with chronic fatigue first. Chronic fatigue, you come out right now. Go right now. All that chronic fatigue, come out. Come out, 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 come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke these chronic fatigue syndrome spirits, come out. Right now, all the way out, 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 up and out by the blood of Jesus. Go right now. Loose them and let them go. Chronic fatigue, come out. Come out, 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 come out of their chronic fatigue, chronic anemic situations of anemia with the body, or anemic. We break that curse of anemia. Come out right now. Go. We break that curse over your body, trying to keep you anemic, trying to keep you sickly. We break that chronic sickly condition over you. Come out right now. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Are you a mighty warrior there? If you are, you need to be warring, okay? You war not just for yourself either. Please, don't just be selfish. We need to cast out selfishness. We cast out selfishness when people are only thinking of themselves sometimes. We want to get ourselves delivered, yes, and we should, but we also need to intercede for one another. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters, too. So pray for those who are in the middle of a storm as well. You don't know who is. You know, a lot of times they are, and you don't know it. So let's pray for them, too. We command all chronic selfishness to come out right now. Go. The chronic condition of human selfishness, demons, come out right now. Go right now. All the demons of self-centeredness and selfishness, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All chronic sicknesses and diseases, come out right now. Go, 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 go. We rebuke infirmity spirits. Come out. Come out, 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 by the blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now and go all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yes, in Jesus' name, I intercede for every listener to this program. I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know what every believer that's listening is going through, but Father, I intercede for them right now. I pray for their life. I pray for health in their body. I pray that every need in their life will be met in Jesus' name. I bind every demon that's tormenting them in Jesus' name, and I intercede for them, stand in the gap for them in Jesus' name, that, Lord, the blessing of the Lord will come upon them in Jesus' name. And they will walk in their authority and their victory, Lord. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. All the way out. Nervous, chronic nervous conditions come out right now. Chronic mental problems come out. Mental breakdown, mental torment, mental illness come out. Come out, 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 panic attack, nervous breakdown, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Pray ye one for another that you may be healed, right? That's what the Bible says. Keep coming out, all the way out. Insanity, mental illness in the family line. We break those curses of mental illness in the family line. Come out. Come out now in Jesus' name. If you've ever checked into an insane asylum, a mental institution, or even a mental ward at the hospital, we break those curses over you and command the demons out that came in through that. You come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Go. Go. Go, all spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Spirits of anxiety, come out. Stress and anxiety, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Double-minded unbelief spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Everybody cough a few times. Let them go. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Go by the blood of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out of there. By the blood of Jesus right now. You have to go all the way out. Up and out. Go. Go. Unbelief. Double-mindedness. Go. Go. Fearful mentality. Fear. Come out. Jesus' name. Go. 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 Fear of the storm. Come out. Fear of demons. Come out. Come out. Come out. Stress. Worry. Anxiety, go, 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 come out, 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 by the blood of Jesus, come out, come out of there, all the way out, go, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, come out of there, come out of there, all spirits of incest, come out, bestiality, go, sodomy, come out, come out of there, all the way out, sexual spirit, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, lust, masturbation, come out, all the way out, all the way out, pornography, go, nicotine addiction, come out, 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 all the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way out, good. All the way out. Go, go, go. All fear, go. We rebuke fear. We rebuke mocking demons that mock and laugh in deliverance. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. That causes a smirk to come across your face. And I realize other demons do that too. It's not always just a mocking demon, because really all demons, are subject to they have that kind of an attitude because they don't want to come out. They don't want to be addressed and faced. And, you get caught doing something, that smirk might come across your face sometimes. Some people are like that anyway. Maybe not you, but some people do that. I've seen them. When they get caught doing something, caught up to mischief, little kids or something, a young teenager or something, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Go, by the blood of Jesus, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, go, in Jesus' name, fear, come out, all the way out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, keep coming out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. Yes, any self-righteous spirits that say they are, look at me, I'm a righteous person. Well, there is none righteous, no, not one. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags, is what it says in the Bible. All your righteousness is as a filthy rag. That's speaking of a menstrual rag, something they used in the menstrual cycle. That's what that's basically speaking about. Anything that we perform of our own righteousness is a filthy rag, and so it's a prideful spirit. And there's a demon of self-righteousness, prideful, that thinks that you're, a lot of times it flows with the religious spirit, right? And that's a family that works together. And so we just rebuke any self-righteousness, any religious spirits, any of that thinking that you're good on your own. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go all the way out. There's none good, no, not one, the Bible said, but God. None good but God. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the Bible says. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We pray for Adri tonight in Hungary. Lord, we see that she is listening. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue to work a deliverance and grace in her life, Father, that she would be fully delivered, fully healed from all this work that the enemy has done of setting her up in Satanism as a young girl and a child, and the generational Satanist curses over her family line. In Jesus' name, we intercede for her tonight. All right, keep coming out. Self-curses, spoken curses over yourself. You come out. We break those self-spoken curses. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there right now. Go, move, move, move. In the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus right now. Go all the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Right now you have to loose the people and let them go. Right now, go, 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 come out of there, in Jesus' name, go, law, legalism, self-righteousness, go, 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 impatience, go, be weakened by the blood and come out right now, angels go in there, sort those demons, sort them in the name of Jesus right now, loose them right now, go, 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 terror by night, you come out, come on, wicked dreams, come out. Come out, attack in the dream, night spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out by the blood of Jesus right now. Go, go, go all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go by the blood of Jesus all the way up out of there, all the way up out of there in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You have to go. Spirit of perfectionism, you come out. Perfectionist, come out. All that perfectionist spirit, the Lord rebuke you, come out. In Jesus' name, go by the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, all that perfectionism, all that spirit of perfectionist, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Everything's got to be just perfect for you. even though you don't do everything perfectly. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. All spirits of defeat, you come out. Try to keep you defeated all the time. You come out of the spirit of defeat. Come out, 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 defeat. The Lord rebuke you, defeat spirits, all the way out. All those defeat spirits, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, keep coming out, keep coming out. Go by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, all the way out. Spirit of defeat, spirit of fear of not being delivered, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of discouragement, of darkness, of death, come out. Of depression, come out, 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 come out. Manic depression, suicidal, death wish, hopeless spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Out, 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 by the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, yes, all the way out. Spirit that resists you studying the word, the spirit of just distraction in Jesus' name, you go. It could be just a simple distraction from the outside to answer that question, or it could be just a demon that's attached in you that of witchcraft. A lot of times when people have witchcraft in the family line, that there's going to be resistance to studying the word. You won't understand the word. Other times it'd just be spirits in you that are resisting you getting in the word. Demons that don't want you doing it, or it will be something outside, okay? It could be something from the outside. You got to just pray over each situation, each person, and find out what's going on in your life, okay? But it could be any of those things. All right, keep coming out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out, in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, death over your life. We break every curse of death. Every spirit that try to bring death to you in any form, any shape, any way, we break that curse of death right now over you. Command all spirits of death to come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out by the blood of Jesus right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Let them go. All the way out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Mental torment in the mind, come out, all the way out. Mental resistance, come out. Spirit of resistance, spirit of distractions, go, 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 go. Out, 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 all the way out. Distracting you from prayer, distraction from the word of God, come out. Spirit of confusion, come out, come out, come out. Come out by the blood of Jesus, go, 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 all the way up out of there. Keep coming out, keep coming out of there, keep moving. All the way out. Keep moving. All those spirits, let them go. Take a few coughs. Let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Go. Fear of giving. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of giving and receiving love. Come out. Come out. Come out. Inability to give and receive love. Come out. 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 Fear of children. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Hatred for children. Come out. 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 All the way out. Praise God for that. You don't want to be seeing those things. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Who was it? That James Gall. He gave a testimony that he saw orbs flying all around his room and just shooting all over the room, and one big one over the dresser just standing there, bright orb. Yeah, I tell you what, I don't believe that was God, you know, really don't, but he thinks it was God. Keep coming out, all the way out. Go, 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 come out. Come out of there by the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 keep coming out. Go, 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 go. Spirits of pride, you have to go right now. Go all the way out, all the way out. All pride, go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus, all pride, all the way out, all wounded spirit, wounded soul, come out right now, deep wounds, come out of there right now by the blood of Jesus, go, 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 all those wounds, you have to go, up and out of there by the blood right now, come on, deep wounds, all the way out, in Jesus' name, hurt, heard by Christians. Go by the blood of Jesus. You have to lose people. Let them go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go. Self-pity, go. Self-pity, go by the blood of Jesus. All the way out, all the way out. Self-pity, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name. Self-pity has to go. Bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We break the alcohol curse right now, all the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name, go. We break those alcoholic curses, generational addiction to alcohol, generational desires and lust for alcohol, controlled by alcohol, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Drug spirits, go. Marijuana spirits, go. All the way out, all the way out, go. In Jesus' name, go. Keep coming out. Come out, all the way out, up and out, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. All right, I'll give you one more opportunity. If anybody wants to call in tonight, we'll just continue doing some mass deliverance if they don't. But if they want to, this is the last opportunity at 657-383-0134. Come out, keep coming out, all the way out, by the blood of Jesus right now. You got to go up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. We break the power of the enemy right now against people's finances tonight. People are suffering financially. People are not seeming to be able to get ahead. We come against those curses over them right now, and we break those financial curses over them in Jesus' name right now. And we break those financial bondage curses and mammon spirits controlled by mammon, controlled by these financial spirits of poverty. We break those curses and command those spirits out, 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 out right now. Go in the name of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Every curse over people's financial life, over their finances, over their job, we break those curses. Those lack of promotion, lack of getting ahead spirits that try to block you, we command those spirits to get out of the way, move out of the way in Jesus' name. Go. Come out. All financial bondages, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of attack on finances in Jesus' name, go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All spirits of block. Finances, go right now in Jesus' name. Block blessing spirit, go, that blocks the blessing. Come out. Spirit of debt, spirit of never having enough, come out in Jesus' name. Go. Never having enough, go. All the way out. So you're coughing demons out. That happens. Sometimes, but usually that'll any soreness will go away pretty quickly after you're delivered, because they come out in the cough many times. A lot of people cough through their whole deliverance. Other people yawn through their whole deliverance. Some people burp through their whole deliverance, and I'm talking about women burping too, real loud belches as the demons come out, and men do too, of course. Keep coming out, all the way out, Jesus' name. They say, what attacks your stomach? Well, that could be many, many things. All right, but we know that there's often a nest of lust demons in the stomach, but that may not be your case. I mean, a lot of times you just feel, just be spirits moving around and making you feel sick at your stomach. It could be, it could be some sickness or infirmity demon trying to attack your stomach. There could be different things that attack the stomach, and we've had a lot of different spirits manifest in the stomach as they come out, okay? But, yeah, your stomach may get tight before you get the spirit out. That may happen, too. They get tightened up, and then it releases as the demon goes. All right? Go. Keep coming out. Spirits that's manifesting in the stomach, come out. All spirits manifesting in your stomach, come out of your stomach right now. Move in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke those demons in the stomach. Come out. come out, 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 all the way out, go, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 all the way, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way, go, 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 come out of there, move, 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 up out of there, go, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have to obey, you have to loose the stomach, go, all the way out, 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 come 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 out, in Jesus' name, go, up out of there, all the way out, all the way out. We break any curse of obesity over you. Two, come out. Gluttony, people who have gluttony, overweight, obesity, come out. Gluttony, go, self-reward, come out, come out. Bloating, come out, 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 come out. Sweet, craving for sweet, craving for certain food, come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out, Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Anybody who has overeating or overweight spirits, come out of them right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All overweight spirits, overeating spirits, gluttony spirits, come out by the blood of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. Out, 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 up and out. Now, go. Go, by the blood of Jesus, right now, by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, go, 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 move, 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 move. Craving for salt. Some people just have to have salt. I've watched people, and I know it isn't good for them, just sit there and pour and pour and pour salt on their food when the food is already so salty that it's ridiculous, so much food that people get in their restaurants loaded with salt, and I've watched people sit in restaurants and just pour additional salt on their food. That's not good. Give all that craving for salt. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All that addiction to MSG and food additives, food chemicals, go. In Jesus' name, we break those curses. Go. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Water retention, come out. We break those spirits of water retention. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, go. Spirits of stubbornness, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Excuse me, all the way out. Go, go. Go, come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Spirit of tiredness. Spirit of apathy. Come out. Tiredness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fatigue. Spirits. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Spirits of fatigue. Spirits of tiredness. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Move, 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 move. All the way out. Tiredness. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. Spirits of fatigue. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirits of apathy, spirits of slothfulness, spirits of laziness. All those spirits, go right now by the blood of Jesus. Right now, you got to go all the way out. All those spirits of fatigue, all those spirits of laziness, all those spirits of apathy, spiritual apathy. Go, go, go by the blood of Jesus. Go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Maybe that you know, somebody says I get good sleep, yet I always seem sleepy. Well, sometimes that is you're not getting the proper nutrients in your diet. I mean, sometimes it could simply be because most food today doesn't have vitamins. They've been basically stripped of vitamins and nutrients and minerals, and so people just don't have energy. And so if you're taking good vitamins from the health food store, not the one a day, they just basically go right through you. You don't get anything out of them, in my opinion. But you get some good ones that are digestible and that will be sent out to the various parts of your body, then you will have more energy. A lot of people, and especially take vitamin B12 if you don't have energy. That gives you energy, in my opinion, from what I've found. Anyway, yeah, if it's not that, then you got to examine, is there a spirit in the way, or is it something wrong physically? with your body, or is it a generational curse over your family? I mean, you know, you got to look at all these different things that it can be, because it's not always a demon, even though demons are at the root of all things, wicked, all things bad, because God is not the author of wickedness and evil. He doesn't author. He said every good and perfect gift he gives from above. So we know that the enemy brings darkness and wickedness in, against the human body in any way he can. And so we got to find out where it's coming from, how it's coming against us, and if it's a demon, we cast it out. If it's something we need to do that we're neglecting to take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit, then we need to start doing that and quit eating so much junk food maybe, or maybe it's too much sugar. Sugar takes you up, but then it drops you, and then you're really tired, and you have a lot of tiredness after eating sugar after a while. You'll get a pickup, but you'll also get a big drop. So if that's, if you're eating too much sugar, that could be one of the reasons you're tired a lot. All right? That's just another reason that person might be tired a lot. Anyway, you've got to examine all those things that it could be. Praise God, we're running out of time here. But I want to say appreciate everybody listening that has listened today. And so, Father, we just seal this deliverance that we have prayed today to each one who has received deliverance. And thank you for the grace to walk it out and keep what you got and continue to get more. And we just cover you with the blood of Jesus right now. And thank you, Lord, for victory in my brother's and sister's life, and that they walk closer and closer to Jesus. And it will continue to be a growth process, that they'll keep growing, that they'll not stagnate. They'll not stagnate in the Word, but they'll continue to stay full of the Word. All right? Stay full of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. We thank you for doing that in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in, and praise God for each of you that listens live and those in the chat room. Appreciate each one of you. And those who never get in the chat room but who do listen, y'all are a blessing too. And I know that some of you are listening by the mail I get, and I appreciate that very much. I appreciate those of you who have helped the ministry and keep us going and keep us supported. That is a blessing for those to us, for those of you who have done that. Thank you so much. Thank you for blessing us financially. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayer support, because we definitely need that, being on the front lines of war so much of the time. Appreciate that as well. All right. Yes, we're going to let you go, though. We got to sign out here tonight, and we're going to sign out with some music. And bless y'all, and we'll see you back next week. Looking forward to meeting with you again soon. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Good night, folks.
You are cool. We are. You are cool. We are. You are cool. We are. You are cool.
but you are glorious, but you are glorious, you are glorious.
Oh.